Police in anti-riot gear blocked members of the Occupy Africa Unity Square, or OAUS, a pressure group led by missing activist Itai Dzamara, from protesting against the assault of the activist's brother, Patson Dzamara, who staged a one-man demonstration during the main independence celebrations held in Harare. Patson Dzamara was beaten by suspected state security agents while staging the demonstration at the National Sports Stadium, where President Robert Mugabe was due to address thousands of people to mark the country's 36th independence anniversary. He was holding a banner inscribed, "Zimbabwe is independent, but we are not free." OAUS coordinator Jack Frey said members of his group were dispersed by heavily armed police at the Africa Unity Square just outside Parliament, where they intended to protest against Dzamara's beating in front of legislators who were making their way into Parliament.
Following Patson's action following his demonstration at National Sports Stadium yesterday, people started talking about this issue and agreed, no, we can't let this by. We can't let this injustice stand. Basically, we had received communications that some of our comrades were on their way. So we went to the park and sat down in order to wait for them. And we were just sitting and discussing, like anybody else in the park. The police arrived, saw us there. Obviously, they were watching for us and told us that, no, we're not allowed to sit on this lawn. They were quite rude about it, and they started clearing out everybody in the park. Basically, they've cleared us out of the park for now.
Another OAUS member, Charles Nyoni, said the bashing of Patson Dzamara and the abduction of his elder brother Itai last year was not expected in an independent country.
It is indeed a sad thing that still they haven't decided yet to bring back Itai, whom they borrowed and forgot to return him to us. But we don't lose hope on that one, because we anticipate that very soon they will do so. If not, the course of justice will push them and force them to making sure that they deliver.
Patson Dzamara's lawyer, Gift Mtisi, said his client was assaulted by unidentified people at the National Sports Stadium while protesting, and was later handed to police, who released him without any charges laid against him. Mtisi said his client has a bruised face and had signs that he was beaten under his feet. Mtisi said Patson Dzamara is recuperating at home after he was treated at a local clinic. Fred said his group is still worried by the state's failure to locate Itai Dzamara more than a year after he was abducted by unknown people.
We dare not and we shall not let Itai Dzamara's legacy fade away. We, in all our efforts and in all our activities, we always strive to keep his name in the conversation. We strive not only him as a person, but the ideals that he embodied, the movement that he started.
Frey urged the state to ensure that the country's citizens were protected as stipulated in the country's constitution. Police spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba, said the police were not responsible for Patson Dzamara's assault yesterday, adding that they are also worried by the disappearance of his brother Itai. She added that she was not aware of today's demonstrations that were organized by OAUS, as the group had not sought permission from authorities to protest. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.